Thanks for downloading a 3CR podcast. 3CR is an independent community radio station based in Melbourne, Australia. We need your financial support to keep going. Go to www.3cr.org.au for more information and to donate online. Now stay tuned for your 3CR podcast.
We're putting up new buildings, we're knocking down the old. We're working in the summer heat and in the winter cold. And the labour power we sell, me boys, for a hard-earned weekly pay produces mighty profits for the greedy MBA. And whether we were born here or born in Italy, in Greece, in Spain or Ireland, in England or Fiji, we all of us are workers, united we must stand, until the wealthy bludgers have been driven from our land. We faced deregistration, it backfired in the face. We're not fooled by arbitration, we won't stay in our place. We hit the bosses hard and fast to win and keep our gains, and break a couple of concrete pours to back our lug of claims. So keep your powder dry and hold your head up high. It's class to class and face to face, our limit is the sky. We've got a fighting history and we never will be cowed. Our builder's labour is a name to make a man feel proud.
Good morning, bright-eyed and bushy-tailed, 8.55 on your AM dial, 3CR Community Radio, 50 years running, 50 years of 3CR, and this is a long weekend. And joining me, as per usual, we have the one and only Sparrow.
Morning, everybody.
Oh,
he's throwing a curveball in there.
We actually got some good reports about what you did last week.
Yeah, was I'll do my finest when I'm away.
BLG.
Yeah. And then we have the one and only celebrating this weekend, as he much loves this weekend, the one and only Three Trees.
Good morning, everybody. Fuck the Royals. But I'll take the weekend.
Take the weekend. That's the only thing, you know. It's the only thing we get out of it, really, isn't it? I can't wait till this is the Republic weekend.
100%.
You know.
So, Independence Day.
Ooh.
Well, we've started a movement, have we?
Yes, but on that,
you heard it here first.
We've got to say we've got a bit going on this week, but you know, obviously King's birthday coming up, and you know the big freeze, which you know we all hate the King. So, but the big freeze, Neil Danaher, what a legend of a human. You know, great football player for the Essendon Football Club, great coach for Melbourne. The fight he had with motor neurone, like, hats
disease,
off.
Disease, yeah. You know, unbelievable.
He gave it his all. And the amount of money and the amount of light he's shown onto that disease. And, you know, you see in the NRL, there's a young bloke in his
30s.
Going through it. And, you know, we've had some members go through it at a young age. And, you know, shout out them. I've had a shop steward very close to me, a mate of mine. He passed away in Queensland of motor neurone. It's, you know, it's a terrible beast, as Neil calls it. And, you know.
And there's no cure for it. That's the sad thing, isn't it? And he's raised over $100 million. Probably more. I'm probably doing him an injustice by saying that. Like, but well over $100 million for that cause. Like, and
yeah,
it's one thing. I think doesn't matter what side of the fence you're on in any engagement. Everyone's on board with that. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah.
And so everyone comes together with stuff like that.
Well, like you said, hopefully we don't need to have a big freeze because there's a cure.
Exactly right.
So, yeah, shout out to him, and make sure if you are around, get out and get your beanies. Get behind it, you know.
Yep.
You got to love it. So, and you got to love it. Look, you know, what's better than having a three-day weekend? Having a four-day weekend.
Bloody hell, it is. And you know what? Maybe take a couple of sickies.
A couple of sickies, couple of annual leave days. Turn it into a nine-day weekend.
Turn it into whatever you like.
Make it a month. Make it a month.
Let's start back next year fresh. That's what I reckon.
We'll give it a full bifter next year.
So, we've got a bit of a recording. We might just play.
From our friends.
Friends, you know. So,
do we have friends?
We don't have any.
Will we ever get the $15 billion back?
No, not a hope.
that's been sent to the four corners of the earth. Now, a lot of it wasn't taken away in corruption. This is one of the things that they keep misquoting. I'm not saying that this has all gone into the hands of a few corrupt individuals. No. A lot of it went into the hands of decent, hard-working people who were getting paid at very accelerated rates. Now, my problem with that was that that too is a form of corruption insofar it's a misuse of public funds.
So that was Jeffrey Watson on that Jackie Falgate show, and it basically says he's calling that $15 billion our wages and our conditions, and that's what he's calling corrupt. Even though we did our EBA, it's been like going for years, and we've always had the same similar pay increases every time, and wages have been indexed. Other like-minded unions have the same wage structures that we have, and they're trying to criminalise wages as
corruption. But so, mind you, that $15 billion, that's we're giving that too much gratitude. That's just a figure he's made up in his head.
That's what he talked to someone in domestic, or he saw the award and said that's the wages and the difference, the CFMU tax, all that.
But whether it is $15 billion,
and I love how he's, I have the way he said that. There, he's flawlessly done the moonwalk better than Michael Jackson. They're backtracking on what he said.
I think he's got a bit. Old Watson's got a bit of trouble coming his way in the next couple of weeks.
He's getting pulled apart.
He's turned around and he's made all these outrageous claims about corruption and into the hands of known criminals and all this here. And now all of a sudden, this, I've been misquoted. This money didn't go to criminals. It went to hard-working people at exuberant rates.
Which is corruption, he said.
Which is corruption, apparently. So,
which would be half the rate he's on.
You know what? I was talking to one of these bosses yesterday, and he'll know who he is if he's listening, and he turned around and he goes, I'm waiting for someone to ask what Jackie Falgate makes.
Yeah, I know.
And it's true. She's sitting looking down her nose at everybody else, and she's just bought a massive property out in the peninsula.
Yeah, down in Mount Eliza.
And I'd love to know, when he's talking about that $15 billion and, you know, going in the hands of workers, basically that's what he's just saying about wages. Well, how about we get all those workers on them big bill jobs? And so we see how much tax they've been paying and how much has gone back. You say $15 billion, but I think they'd be paying a lot more tax than every other multinational on the job.
Bloody hell.
And how much the bosses are getting, how much the superintendents, how much are they getting as bonuses for delivering projects behind and all that sort of stuff.
He's got a bit of a murky waters coming ahead, old Watson. Yeah. So watch over the next few weeks what comes out about him.
He looked like an absolute goose when you saw him in the Queensland thing. So
He folded like a deck chair pretty easy.
He did,
Well, but like, and like you said about the bosses don't mind us getting a pay rise because they get one too.
It's always the bosses, isn't it, really?
Well, you see, when I've heard many a boss in my time say, if my Peggy and Gateman's getting a pay rise, I won't pay more than what they're getting. So they're always happy with pay rises because they base their wages off our wages.
And another thing we've got to, you know, and a shout out, we've got to give ourselves a bit of a pat in the back, especially the EBA department. They've had a bit of a dip. We've hit the target 1,000. We've just gone over it. So we've got 1,000 lodged. So we're at 999, but there's been 20 or 30 lodged this week.
That's great work.
So I think that one I did just got us over the 1,000. That was definitely 1,000.
The balloons come down from the roof.
And that's a shout out to everyone in that EBA department and everyone, all the shoppies and all the organisers and, you know, the rank and file putting pressure on. You know, like, well, Fair Work put that many hurdles in our way, and we keep punching through it. And we're getting ready to do our next EBA.
We're barrel laughs.
Big win on that.
And then we're chasing up all these Shan contractors as well, like Silverstone.
We'll just throw a few more issues up there. We'll just get
so that we found them on a couple of jobs. I reckon about 50 workers in total.
Not getting paid the right rates.
Not getting paid the right rates. Doing facade work. So they're all in the sheds at the minute, and we're chasing that up. But that's another work.
Their compliances are all out.
Just exploiting we'll put it out there. It's exploiting all Asian workers again, you know. So
it's sham contracting that it's
at its finest. But Silverstone, they went missing. We tried to get their pay slips. They just left the job, and then the boss came in with the pay slips bloody 2 days later.
That old chestnut.
And they were warm. So they just been photocopied.
Straight out of Office Works.
I wonder how that goes.
So to date, we've found about, I reckon, close to 50, 60 workers.
It just keeps ballooning, and that's the sad part.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But this is what we do. This is people think, oh, what's the union ever done for me? This is what we do. We rein, try and rein the stuff in, you know what I mean? Make sure people get what they're entitled to at the end of the day.
And it's that's the bosses finding the cheapest and nastiest bloke. They know with the quote what it's going to cost, ballpark, yeah, exactly, you know? Right. These blokes, we don't even know what they're getting paid.
Yeah.
30 of them weren't registered for Incolink, Cbus, nothing. Co-invest. So that's sham contracted.
Go see Jeffrey Watson, see what he could do for you, you know what I mean?
Get the piece of that $15 billion, But anyway, we're working through Silverstone at the minute, and we'll once they're done, we'll be on to the next one.
Exactly right.
And I suppose we better cut to a track. We've got Big Bad John.
Big Bad John.
Big John. Big John. Every morning at the mine you could see him arrive. He stood 6 foot six and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
Big John, Big John,
Big Bad John,
Big John.
Nobody seemed to know where John called home. He just drifted into town and stayed all alone. He didn't say much, he kind of quiet and shy. And if you spoke at all, you just said hi to Big John. Somebody said he came from New Orleans, where he got in a fight over a Cajun queen, and a crashing blow from a huge right hand sent a Louisiana fella to the promised land, Big John.
Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big John.
Then came the day at the bottom of the mine when a timber cracked and men started crying. Miners were praying and hearts beat fast, and everybody thought that they'd breathed their last except John. Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John.
Big John. Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big John.
And with all of his strength, he gave a mighty shove. Then a miner yelled out, "There's a light up above," and 20 men scrambled from a would-be grave. And now there's only one left down there to save, Big John. With jacks and timbers, they started back down. Then came that rumble way down in the ground. And as smoke and gas belched out of that mine, everybody knew it was the end of the line for Big John.
Big John. Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big John.
Now they never reopened that worthless pit. They just placed a marble stand in front of it. These few words are written on that stand. At the bottom of this mine lies a big, big man. Big John.
Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big John. Big John. Big Bad John.
What a great song. Bloody awesome, man.
Big John.
And we have we tried to go with Three Trees to do this shout
third
out.
Third time
but
lucky.
Now
so
we're going with the Sparrow.
Yeah, we've got a shout out to John McAleese. He's pretty unwell, so a bit of a cheerio to him and his wife Joan. Hope you get better soon, buddy.
Cheerio, brother.
Shout out from the Concrete Gang. So we do have we've got some stuff in archives we've been working on. So we've, you know, because it is our 50 year, we've got a bit of a clip it from an old show.
It's still relevant to this day.
And we'll play it now.
Welcome to the Concrete Gang, and tonight we have as usual, hopefully, a few interesting things for you. We have a tape from Norm Gallagher concerning the campaign of the union to make the MBA pay the Medibank levy, amongst other things. So without any further ado, we'll get going. And go on, Joe.
Yeah, well, the first thing we're going to get onto is the Medibank question. And we're very pleased to tell you that the moratorium, the Medibank moratorium last Wednesday, was really a huge success, and it really raised the whole campaign to defend and extend Medibank to a much higher level, at least in Victoria. I think we mentioned last week that there's now a new campaign which is getting underway in large sections of the workforce, including the building industry now, you'll be pleased to know, to make the employers pay the levy, the Medibank levy, instead of the workers paying it out of their wages. And there was a meeting of the Builders Labourers Executive last Wednesday, which in fact endorsed this call to Builders Labourers. And on Thursday, we got the following comment from Norm Gallagher, the State Secretary.
The Victorian branch executive has decided to recommend to the membership that they immediately place demands on the employers for them to pay for the Medibank levy. We believe that the attack by the Fraser government is one which the whole of the working class must resist. The attack that has been made on Medibank is an attack on the workers' wages and conditions, and therefore must be resisted at all costs. It is a direct wage cut, and I've got no doubt whatsoever that Builders Labourers right throughout Australia will take up the call of the union in getting the employers to pay the Medibank levy. I can see serious industrial trouble arising if the employers refuse to do it.
Just as a footnote to this, the Federal Health Minister, Mr. Hunt, a couple of days ago denied the claims that Medibank was causing widespread confusion. He said, "It's my own feeling that people who have been confused are those who have decided to take out private insurance and are concerned by the number of funds, prices and tables available to them." Such a comment simply shows how out of touch the government must be. It mustn't have even heard of the crowds extending onto the footpaths at all the Medibank offices, or of the thousands of phone inquiries that Medibank's been receiving every day for the past month. As one suburban chemist, who'd missed every lunch hour for a week trying to explain the new scheme to confused people, said, "If a government can't even provide for the health care of the people, then what can it do?"
And, you know, we're going to be doing a bit more of that going into the archives, but how good is it to hear, you know, from old Uncle fucking... old Uncle Normie back in the day on the Concrete Gang in an old episode, and you know, it just shows how important the union's been. You like, you hear the government always claim about Medicare and all that. It seems like the union movement was pushing it
as a whole,
you know, and also having the blue to make sure that working class people don't have to pay it. It's, you know, yeah, part of government.
So, exactly, top right. End of town can pay.
So you know, the much as they have a go at us at all the time in the building unions, you know, we've done a lot and we should be proud of the work we've done.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, and you look at like
sometimes we get bogged down in all the stuff we've got to do, but look what we've done, you know.
Look what we've achieved.
And if the employees had to pay it, just would have kept ballooning the whole time.
And especially Norm, he's made unparalleled achievements for the union movement. You know what I mean? He delivered a lot for Builders Labour and gave him respect and dignity. You know, and like, some of his legacy still lives on today.
Yeah, and like we always say, you know what I mean? It's what the older generation done for the younger generation. It sort of just keeps ballooning on. Was it?
Yeah.
When great man.
When people old men plant trees which the shade does never ever see,
yeah, there you go.
Society grows great.
Well,
how good was that? Like when you think about that, basically it was on the workers and the unions just said, "Get fucked. We're not paying it.
We're not paying it.
We're holding the line, and that's what we're doing.
You can pay.
Yep.
So good on them. So what you know? And what else we got, lads?
Also, it was a bit of a sad note, I guess, but it was Skinner's anniversary of his death. 12 years gone already. It's been pretty sad, but you know, I mean, it makes you sort of remember the great things he'd done for the union.
That's right.
And we actually have a song for Skinner, which I think he'd love. So
coming up,
we're gonna have that on the way out. So
well, knowing the bloke as long as I did, once you think you'd worked them out, you realise you were wrong. You think you're doing him a favour, then he'd end up telling you that.
Bit like the gorilla.
And he's pretty ruthless. Yeah, that whole generation was just ruthless. Yeah.
And we have to remember on the 14th of the 14th, we're going live with the Radiothon. So that is next week.
Yeah.
We are going live. So listen in, and you better get your hand out of your pocket and start.
Name and shame you.
start making your pledges, and you know, there's a few out there we should start naming
start
already.
Putting their pocket money away.
Should we dust off the gorilla and bring him in for?
We'll try. We won't bring Warren in because he only last time he only answered one call. The lines are blocked up.
He just crowbarred his way into the show again there.
So if you he has, he's pretty much taken over again. I tell you what,
good on him.
They call him Shifting Cups for a reason. You don't even know he's got you and he's got you. Yeah. But that number for next week when we're going live is 94198377. So that number again is 94198377. Call him if you pledge. If you want free trees to come and mow your lawns and
clean your gutters.
Sparrow to do whatever Sparrow does, I'm not quite
not
sure,
much.
But, you know.
It, morale, there for morale.
You'll babysit your kids.
Yep. And, no guarantees they'll be there when you get back.
You can call the, alternatively, you can call 94190155. So get in, make your pledges.
Save the number.
This is how, this is what it is. We try, you know, we got to lift this up by the boots, you know, and this is where it counts. So get around, start ringing in, getting ready for your pledges and, you know, keep the Concrete Gang on the road for another 50 years. We want the biggest one we can get because it is our 50 years and let's send this joint, let's do this well, all right?
This is where you have it over, Jackie Failgate. You can actually do pretty good off the thing. I was listening to her read off the teleprompter the other day, and I made a comment that she was like the Timu Ron Burgundy. You know what I mean? I was like, Jesus, you've got it all over.
It's
all
not even her own opinions.
Oh, no, it's not. Else. She's reading it like she's glued to the glued to her desk reading what she's saying. Like,
probably taking home $350 a year for
none of these opinions are my own.
Yeah. I reckon we should do a show. We should reach out to Jackie and see if she'll do a show. Her and the great debate between her and Warren.
We should see if she
can
do it.
We have the money to pay her wages. That's the real question.
We should see if she can do a 12-hour day on the gate, stop slow.
I'd cop a 12-hour day in her studio. If she could do that, then we'll maybe think about it.
Well, listening to our mate Jeffrey Robson, we can just get some of that 15 bill. That'll fix up her wages. Give her a sling.
Would that cover her whack, though?
Probably not.
She's got a pretty wealthy property down
How much of our money has Jeffrey Watson got?
He's on a
30s and crack.
No, he would have been on more money than you could choke a donkey with. You know what I mean? But... you get that.
Yes.
What other things we got? We better go to Scallywags too.
Silverstone, and they're tied in with, what are they called?
Some grub mob.
Empire. They're getting labour from Empire, we believe. Empire Plastering.
Yeah. So. No, guaranteed that'll be all
pretty
paid.
Pretty sure they don't have a labour hire agreement either.
I don't think they'd have a labour hire license.
But there you go. But
got to meet him with them next week, so we'll see what happens there.
What happens when they all get caught, mate? They all cry poverty.
And the builders engaging them.
We've got to shout out to, we'll have to nominate A2B Group. I believe they're playing up. There's some dodgy stuff going on with wages and,
bit of unchristian-like behaviour.
Very unchristian-like behaviour.
You're joking me.
I don't
believe you.
Yeah. Aren't they part of a massive conglomerate? There,
yes.
You know? So that's
part of the OCC family, which is part of the program.
Protech program. So
program and
publicly listed company, not doing savoury things.
Think some problems with their wages and their conditions, I'd say.
Oh, my God.
Who else we got?
Oh, my God.
Oh, dear.
We have Fulton Hogan still playing up like a whole second half.
Filthy Hogan.
Well, that coincides because I believe A2B Group are playing up on Filthy Hogan.
Well, there you go.
The double whammy.
There you go.
Double jeopardy.
Where there is one, there is usually two. Yeah, now they're still carrying on like pork chops, not recognizing our delegates and stuff like that. There, obviously, we've been out there giving them a bit of attention on their jobs because we have to clean up the safety issues. You know what I mean? We're out there this week.
We got any other ones?
I'm sure there's plenty.
Sugi Lala's.
Oh.
I think Jeffrey Watson was sucking a bit there, trying to back. Reverse the old
I think he might have got wind of what's coming his way over the next couple of weeks, so he's starting to put the tank in reverse a little bit, you know?
Should probably touch on the death on the...
Shocking. Yeah.
So with the Westgate Tunnel Project,
part
of one of the yards on the M80 was... we had a guy, basically, he was a fitter for Clenet Hire, which is a plant hire company. He came out to service the scissor lift. Part of that scissor... maintenance was to you have to extend the basket, and he's extended it, but there was power lines above him. Obviously it's come into contact and the power's gone through, and unfortunately he's passed away on site. He was a
51 year old
worker. He was management, so I think that the story here is they were getting pushed pillar to post, whatever, and he's just come on site. The site was rained off, obviously, with the bad weather, and now we've had this unfortunate.
That was John Holland's, too, wasn't it?
It was John Holland's CPP.
There's a raft of issues there. Working by himself, no spotter, no tiger tape on the on the power lines. Like that, that was a
none of the procedures followed. Just because you're there to do maintenance. They probably wasn't inducted, probably didn't even have a white card, didn't have nothing.
John Holland's got a bit to answer for there.
Didn't hear Jackie Felgate talking about the safety implications we've put in on them jobs and that there, you know. But
that was the West Gate too, wasn't it?
That was the West Gate, yeah. That's a government project.
Government project, and so, someone's not going home to their families.
Another needless death.
And condolences to, you know, we, you know, and obviously the following day we did the industry BIG safety walks on all the jobs as well.
Yeah.
And toolboxes, you know. Tragedy, tragedy.
Back in the day, we used to go home for the day, remember? Yeah. Out of respect. And then builders sooking up about doing a safety walk. Poor bloke's passed away. A bit of respect.
We've just lost a human being.
On a job.
And we've got people around him who were their assistant, obviously, with the stuff. Like,
Horrific injuries.
Talk about PTSD. Some of these people I've been talking to won't go back to work for a long time.
No, it's terrible.
The stuff they're going through is unbearable.
Have you ever dealt with a death on a job? You're never the same.
And that's exactly right. That's why we have all these procedures in place, you know what I mean? Service maintenance and all that there. Yeah. But obviously, in surroundings and all that there, it's not just do shit on the side of the road or do shit. It's all about the area where you conduct these works. And that's why we are out there on all these projects, especially the major government projects, because they should be setting the highest standard. You know what I mean?
They always go to the lowest.
They always go to the lowest.
So, shout out the family. We were supposed to do that at the start, but we got tied up with some other stuff. Mm. But, well, we'll definitely put John Hollins in the mix there for that, you know, the scallywag. And who are we going to go with Sookie La La, lads?
Well, I reckon Silverstone's doing a fair bit of sooking right now.
Yeah. They're sooking pretty hard.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, it's sooking at anyone that's whinging about the long weekend too.
Yeah,
100%.
So, yeah.
Also, you need a few of the older retired members have been reaching out. Old Mickey Kennedy, another good listener. I was just locking down, he wanted to make sure he was going to be here. He's going to win holidays. 31st of August.
He's changed the date.
At the Levison.
Concrete Gang do.
Get there. Be a part of the community.
And the raffles and all that should be going out on site over the next week or so. Yep. So get there. And the other thing we're looking at, the hoodies, if you want one of these hoodies and shirts, they're selling super quick. We're nearly sold out
again.
Second
run we've had to do already.
Yep. And we are looking at doing a one-off made to order, and we'll let you know when we actually do it. Concrete Gang Bluey. Old school Bluey.
Ooh. We'll probably have it ready for summer.
We'll have it ready for summer, but you'll be the best person on the beach in a Concrete Gang Bluey. No one will miss you. So who are we going with, Scallywags, lads?
Silverstone.
Sookie Lala?
Anyone using Silverstone on their jobs.
And we'll go out the same old way. Dare the struggle.
Dare to win.
If you don't fight, you lose. And that's Good Morning from the Concrete Gang. And this is a song for Skinner, and I think he'd love it.
to the crown. Goodbye to the royal we and all its famous pedigree. Let's put this dog to sleep. Goodbye to the crown. Farewell the jewel crown. Farewell the velvet gown. Watch it all come tumbling down. Goodbye to the crown. Farewell the jewel crown. Farewell the velvet gown. Watch it all come tumbling down. Goodbye to the crown. Farewell the jewel crown. Farewell the velvet gown. Watch it all come tumbling down. Goodbye to the crown. Farewell the jewel crown. Farewell the velvet gown. Watch it all come tumbling down. Goodbye to the crown.
You've been listening to a 3CR podcast produced in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au. You've been listening to a 3CR podcast produced in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au.